Would you ever hear anything pulled by oxen called a dray?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was nothing but just a big log wagon. Mm-hmm. In other words, it rolled logs up on it, you know, chained them down, mules and oxen pulled them. It was just a big heavy-duty wagon, the whole logs on, called a dray. A log dray. Now, they had little drays around town. They called little drays to haul groceries from the depot or anything. Uptown, you know, and distributed among the town. That was a dray, too. They called them dray.
If a
double-seated buggy, it was called a surrey.
How would a surrey be different from, say, another kind of buggy, maybe one that...
Well, a buggy is just a one-seated thing. Mm-hmm. It's two people riding. Mm-hmm. Well, a surrey is nothing but that same thing, just a double-seated one. Mm-hmm. It's like a bicycle built for two. Mm-hmm. Had a seat up here in the back. Mm-hmm.
Would the top let down on it?
Yeah, it can let the top. Well, now on the surrey, I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. Of course, it has had a long, flat top, but the buggy had... You let the top back enough, but and it folded up, lay right behind the seat. When you let it back, you could fold it down. Mm-hmm. Really didn't know it was there.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see anybody making barrels?
No, I never was prepared, but now they made them. Mm-hmm. Mr. Brooks going in town, I could have seen them make them, but mm-hmm. I just never did. Turpentine man or whatever.
What would you call different parts of a barrel?
Well, they. Staves, hooks, barrel hooks, and barrel staves, mm-hmm. and the heads, I guess that's all it is to them.
What kind of, if you had a musical instrument you could play like that, what would you call it?
Harp, harmonica.
If you had one that had
steel tongue in it,
mm-hmm. what would you call
Huge harp. Yeah, I've played with all of them. Never could play them, but I played with them.
What kinds of things would you use to put in a bottle so the liquid won't spill out?
Cork stopper.
Uh-huh. Would you call them anything else at all?
Bottle stopper. You know, or corks. Call them corks or bottle stopper.
Mm-hmm. After you've been plowing, and you've broken the ground up the first time, what might you use to break it up the second time, make it real fine?
Well, I never used a color packer, they call it. That mm-hmm. busted all the clods. Mm-hmm. But mostly we dish it mm-hmm. before we do anything, cut up the vegetation like, and then we bottom fly it, mm-hmm. turned over. Mm-hmm. Then we'll dish it. Between any plant, and we'll dish it 2-3 times with a drag, you know, make it iron. Mm-hmm. To mix the herbicides nowadays, mm-hmm. all with the soil where the grass killed the grass. You know. Mm-hmm. Then we plant it. Mm-hmm. Usually, and then just before we plant, we run a disc with that thing on just to head the planters. That's just freshen it and smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Our harrows, they call it. I call it disc. They're disc harrows, is what they're really named
for. What kinds of things might you sharpen? Maybe knives and scythes and things like that?
Well, files and old-fashioned grind rocks and emery rocks. Mm-hmm. That's all I would use. And then there's what they call a turpentine cutter that they sharpen the pullers and hacks with. Mm-hmm. It's just a smooth three-cornered file without any ridges on it, but they mm-hmm. cut with that three edges and mm-hmm. cut them out.
If you had a razor, and you what?
Razor home, razor strop. Yeah, I got some tail tan with razor strops every time. Mm-hmm.